The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Israel has suffered its worst and darkest day in the modern history of the nation. We'll tell you what you need to know today.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, these are very sobering times. Very, very sobering times. I come to you as a Jew. I come to you as a follower of Jesus, Yeshua. I come to you as a watchman on the wall. These are critically important moments in the history of the world, in the history of Israel. And for such a time as this, we are here together. I'm coming your way audio only. I'm in Texas, where I normally broadcast from Christ for the Nations once a month, but I'll be audio only the next 3 days. Doesn't affect anyone listening on radio or podcast, which is the vast majority of you. Those watching on YouTube or Facebook, it will be audio only. I encourage you to share this, though, immediately, however it is. If you're listening on radio, text or call a friend, encourage them to tune in. If you're listening by podcast after the fact, share it. If you're watching right now on YouTube and Facebook, click on like or thumbs up and then share so we can multiply this broadcast to as many as possible. More Jews were killed on Saturday than any single day in Jewish history since the Holocaust. It was a slaughter of unprecedented nature, the darkest day in the modern history of Israel. I may take some calls today, but only from those who disagree with me. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. I have personally been going through our social media pages, which I would love to do every day, but don't have time to do, and going through thousands of comments and deleting anti-Semitic comment after anti-Semitic comment, hateful comment after hateful comment. You would think human decency would say, after the slaughter of babies, after the slaughter of children, after the slaughter of moms and dads, I'm talking about civilians, all obviously babies, children, women, non-combatants, elderly people, slaughtered in cold blood by bloodthirsty murderers fueled by a demonic ideology of virulent anti-Semitism and radical Islam. You would think that for a moment anti-Semites would step back. You would think for a moment that those who despise modern Israel would step back. You would think that those who have a theology that says God has discarded Israel and what's happening in Israel today is of no concern, you would think that they would at least have the human decency to not post and not speak up. But no, this is just an opportunity to blame evil Israel. Friends, that is sick. So over the course of the next few days, we're going to cover a lot of angles. We're going to cover what's happening on the ground politically. We are going to talk about what's happening spiritually. We're going to talk about why this is important to every follower of Jesus. We're going to tackle some false and wrong theology. We're going to talk about the anti-Semitism that is raising its ugly head once again. We'll talk about prayer for Israel and prayer for the Palestinian people as well, because there will be terrible suffering now for the people of Gaza. Terrible suffering. It is the result of Israel having to do whatever it can to wipe out Hamas so it cannot raise its head once again. So if you differ with what I'm saying, if you're one of the people posting, maybe we had to block you or delete your comment, I'm giving you the opportunity to call in and state your case. And trust me, I will respond plainly. 866-348-7884. So I was on my way flying down to Dallas on Saturday and woke up to the shocking news, terrorist attack. You think, how did this happen? How on earth did this many terrorists get into Israel? I mean, you're talking about the best security, the best intel in the world. You're talking about secret conversations that leaders have in other countries, Islamic leaders have in other countries, terrorists have in other countries, and Israel's monitoring it, picking it up. How did it happen? And then the shot, what? 40 killed? What? Over 100 wounded? How could it be? So I was getting on the plane, from the moment I got up, getting ready, getting on the plane, flying out, sat on the plane, started to write an article, finished it in flight, sent it right out. If you've missed any of my articles, go to AskDrBrown.org, click on Read for the latest article, or just on the Ask Dr. Brown Ministries app. It's there. And as I'm writing, what? No? It's 100? No. How can that be 100 killed and 300, more than 300, 400 wounded? No. How can this be? And then more and more reports, and then reports of hostages being taken. When one Israeli soldier is taken hostage, it traumatizes the whole nation. On occasion, there have been a few taken hostage. Israel has been known to exchange like 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for a single Israeli hostage. We're talking about a soldier. Now, babies, children taken hostage, grandmothers taken hostage, families taken hostage. What? What's happening? By the end of the day, and then it turns into the next day where we're at this music festival, which is basically a peace music festival. It's kind of like the hippie-like mentality of the 60s and 70s and peace, man, no war. A lot of the people gathering are peace-loving and saying, hey, let's all just get along. Now they find out 260 bodies are found there. So we're talking about, in the first day, over 700 Israelis killed. Over 700 killed, roughly 2,500 wounded. It seems over 100 taken hostage. So I want to break this down in terms for you. That there are about 7 million Israeli Jews. About 7 million Israeli Jews. The population of America is 330 million. So it's what? About 47 times the Jewish population of Israel. So you take the casualties. What took place in Israel on Saturday? You take those numbers and you make the proportionate to America. It's 9/11 happening 10 times in a single day in terms of deaths. Does this drive the point home a little more? You know the devastation 9/11 had on our nation and the shock of what happened on our home ground. Multiply that 10 times on the same day. How about the number of wounded? It would be the equivalent of over 117,000 people wounded. And then think of this, that the terrorists now abscond with 5,000 plus American hostages and take them to Afghanistan. And the Taliban have them hidden there. Can you grasp the level of this, the trauma of this, the shock of this? Here, a husband texts his wife from a kibbutz saying it's a mess. There's heavy shooting. Minutes later, the daughter texts, Mom, it's Daria. Dad has been murdered. Stav, too. Help. You're talking about babies laying there next to the mother and father who are killed for hours. You're talking about kids stuck under a bed waiting to get out while you know, they trying to call for help while their parents are laying there dead and bleeding. Yeah, you're talking about a grandmother killed with her daughter and grandchildren all in one moment, three generations gunned down. Another post describes this about his 85-year-old grandmother or her 85-year-old grandmother. This is my grandmother, abducted without any hindrance into Gaza. She helped establish the kibbutz with her own hands, believed in Zionism and loved this country that trusted her. She's now likely abandoned somewhere, suffering in severe pain without medicine, food, or water, dying in fear. You have to understand, in a war, there are innocent civilian casualties. And any decent nation, any nation with any ethic, does what it can to avoid civilian casualties. Israel has, well, as rightly reported, as fairly reported, has famously gone out of its way to avoid civilian casualties. There will be many civilian casualties in Gaza right now. That is tragic. Israel will do what it can to avoid it. You have to understand, Israel, with its air force right now, could 100% wipe out all of Gaza. 100%. There's no way that Hamas could stop them. If Israel wanted to do it, it could completely wipe out the entire population, every living, breathing thing, with bombs by the Air Force. It could do that. When Israel bombs. There are Israel will have a house call saying, we're bombing this house because it's been used as terrorist headquarters. We know there are other families in there. Get out. They'll have leaflets dropped and distributed. Israel's actually done that. I've gotten prayer requests from parents of Israelis, and they're saying, hey, so they're in Israel, and their sons are in the IDF or daughters in the IDF. They say, hey, they're going into combat in Gaza. Please pray, because they have to go through all these precautions to make sure they avoid civilian casualties. Will there be civilian casualties? Yes. Are there rogue soldiers that would take pleasure in killing civilians because they're so angry at the Palestinians? That can happen. But that's considered an outrage. That's considered an outrage. What Hamas did was intentionally slaughter innocent babies, children, women, innocent men, innocent elderly people, and mutilated bodies, and then took naked corpses of people they had killed, and paraded them while shouting, Allahu Akbar, God is greater. While shouting that, and crowds cheering and celebrating, that is sick. That is evil. And no matter what your view was on the Israel-Palestinian crisis, no matter what your view is of prophecy, well, I don't believe Israel today is a fulfillment of prophecy. Well, I don't think Israel treats the Palestinians fairly. Whatever your viewpoint of that is, you have to recognize that what Hamas did is evil and inexcusable. And if you defend it, let alone rejoice in it, you yourself are evil in your heart and your intention, and you need to repent. And if you call yourself a Christian and in any way justify what Hamas did, you need to repent and find God, because you cannot know him and walk with him and defend atrocities like that, no matter what your view on Israel is. And if you differ with me, the phone lines are open, 866-34-TRUTH. Shall I start to read to you some of the posts that I have been deleting personally, firsthand, doing screenshots? Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on like everybody and busy, but this is so insane and over the top that I've said, hey, I've just got to take some time and go through this. Let me just read some of the comments coming in here. Oh, it'll be just a moment till I pull this up. In fact, maybe I'll get into that after the break. But you are talking about the most vile, despicable. All right, I've got some here. Oh, let's see. Well, I'm not gonna dignify people by giving their names. Don't send our brothers and sisters and children to die in another war for these heathens. Send missionaries if you truly care for them. So at this moment in history, this professing Christian now, oh, send missionaries, is going to call the people of Israel heathen, and then quote 1 John 2, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist. He's now going to call Jews in Israel Antichrist. That's the response. Another, buy the land back from the evil Jewish family, the Rothschilds. Let's talk about the fact that the Bible says to be aware of the Jews from the synagogue of Satan. So you've got the Hebrew-Israelite hatred. You've got it coming from every angle. Professing Christians, Muslims, every angle. Oh, and the socially elite and the academics. It's a great time to contemn Israel. We'll be right back, friends. Yes, my heart is burning.
This is Michael Ellison, founder of Tribute of Wellness. I want you to hear an amazing testimony from my friend James Robison, and most all of you will know of him. He and his wife Betty host the Life Today television program. Now here is James.
Let me tell you about a miracle I experienced. My friend Michael Ellison, he and his wife are our 40-year-plus best friends. Well, let me just say this to you. I had so much pain with what was called tennis elbow that I could hardly reach over and pick up the phone without pain, without it hurting me. I couldn't pick up something to drink, a glass of tea or anything. It was very difficult to do anything without wearing a tight strap. And then Michael shared the Nopal cactus juice with me, Nopalea. I began drinking about that much in the morning in a glass and that much later in the day. And in 3 months, I was a different person. I have now gone more than 10 years with no pain. Not better, well, I have no joint pain. I'm telling you, it did something to the inflammation in my body that was undeniable. Now, that's just my testimony. But that's been more than 10 years with no pain. Matter of fact, if I miss, for some foolish reason, a few days, I can feel it creeping back that fast. So give it a try. See if it helps relieve your pain. I hope it does like it has mine, because it worked for me.
No Pelea is supported by clinical studies for lowering inflammation and improving mobility, flexibility, and range of motion in the neck, back, and joints for less reliance on pain medication and improved quality of life. Call 800-771-5584 and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order goes to support the Line of Fire. Call 800-771-5584 or go online to trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, let me speak to you from my heart. If you are sitting listening live right now, it's between 3 and 4 Eastern time, so 3:18 Eastern time right now. You are sitting, watching, listening live, and you have the ability to call. And instead, you're going to post nasty comments or anti-Semitic comments or comments attacking Israel. And you don't have the guts to call. You're not just on the wrong side. You're a coward. 866-348-7884. I'm paying for airtime so you can air your position. And I can demolish it. 866-34-TRUTH. Now listen, when I posted calls to pray for Israel, when I posted call, it was in the midst of and immediately after Israel suffered its worst attack in the history of the nation. Remember, it's almost 50 years to the day of the Yom Kippur War, when Israel was attacked by Egypt and others on the holiest day of the year. And that was an intelligence failure. And that was the last time there was a full-fledged war that Israel was involved with. It was literally 50 years to the first Sabbath of October. And instead of Yom Kippur, this was on Simchat Torah, which is the most joyous day of the year, a day of celebration, the final day of Sukkot Tabernacles. Again, a massive intelligence failure. We'll get into that a little later in terms of some of what happened and why and how. But again, the timing of it, the symbolism of it, overwhelmingly evil and wrong and sinful and destructive. Clearly, Iran involved with this. Hamas leadership has said Iran is involved with this. There's documentation I've seen in terms of meetings where Iran gave the approval. Some said this has been planned for over a year. Certainly, it's months and months of planning, which, again, makes the intelligence failure on Israel's part all the more glaring. But this happens on Simchat Torah, or Simchas Torah, as others would pronounce it. And it is a time when, in traditional Judaism, you celebrate the culmination of the reading of the Torah of the year and the starting of a new cycle. And a couple of years ago, I was in Brooklyn with Rabbi Shmuley. We were dancing, you know, for hours and hours of celebration, dancing in the streets with Lubavitcher Hasidic Jews. So a very sacred time, and all the more despicable that the attack was done on the day. So it was a holiday. It was Shabbat, part of also why Israel was caught off guard. But again, there's no excuse for that. So I'm posting requests for prayer for Israel. The moment our team put up a meme with my call for prayer for Israel in the midst of this onslaught and attack with a flag, an Israeli flag saying, pray for Israel. Boom, that was all that was needed for the anti-Semites to come flying out of the closet. Here, look at some of these comments. Your heart is evil because for the past 7 years, Israel has been tormenting Palestine day and night, and you have never posted it for once. Actually, I've spoken many times about suffering of Palestinians. I've spoken many times about prayer and desire for the well-being of all in the land. But Israel has never, at any time, done what Hamas did yesterday. And Israel would not do that because that is not who Israel is. Here's another. The same way you rejoice when they were killing Palestinian women and children and babies. This is sick stuff. Do you know any supporter of Israel, any Christian Zionist, any Messianic Jew that stands with Israel, do you know any that rejoice at reports of Palestinian women and babies being killed? And can you tell me when Israeli troops go around intentionally doing that? Ever? Prayer should be for everyone involved, but you see it as one-sided. Jesus wasn't one-sided. Until the real Jewish people return to that land, there'll be no peace period. So, again, the anti-Semitic libel that the Jews in the land are not real Jews. When have you heard that garbage before? And it's amazing that Satan keeps targeting the wrong people, that Satan tries to wipe out the Jews in the Holocaust. Oh, but those weren't really Jews. And now Hamas terrorists are trying to wipe out Jews in Israel. Oh, but those aren't really Jews. I thought we could tell who the Jews were because they're especially hated and attacked. But when they get hated and attacked, oh, they're not really Jews. You know, there's something interesting. The Black Lives Matter movement itself was Marxist-based and queer ideology and all of that and very wrong. However, the call to look at the plight of Black Americans was a right call and always a fair call in light of history, right? But many responded to Black Lives Matter and said all lives matter. And then others would say, hey, look, that's not the question. But we're talking about particular suffering of Black Americans now or the hands of police, etc. And that's what we're focusing on. So some said it was like you were having a drive to help find a cure to cancer. And someone says, well, all diseases matter. Okay, that's not under dispute at that moment. And that was a fair response. No one's arguing that all lives matter, but we're focusing on one particular issue here. All right, the same way. No one's denying that God cares about suffering all over the world, wherever it happens. No one's denying that. In fact, I preached a message yesterday, and we sent out an email with links to it. So if you're not getting my emails, you are missing cutting-edge, critically important stuff that we're putting out to get in your hands, to equip you, to help you to stand, to have answers, and to have God's heart. I talked about God's pain for everyone. I just put out a call saying, look, the Palestinians are going to be suffering terribly in the days ahead. Many innocent people are going to be hurting in Gaza. We need to pray for everyone. But don't compare Israel trying to destroy Hamas with unintended civilian casualties with Hamas slaughtering civilians in cold blood and rejoicing in it and celebrating in it. Here's another post. May Allah keep the walls of Israel's infrastructure strong and high to resist the unresistible attacks of Palestinian fighters so that the Palestinians should not spend money on its restructurings after the conquering of Israel. Why pray? F Israel. Wake up to reality, bro, and wait to see how we destroy Israel. These are all Muslims posting this. Here's someone quoting from Martin Luther's 1543 concerning the Jews and their lies. Quoting from Martin Luther concerning the Jews and their lies, where Luther says that Jewish synagogues should be set on fire and rabbis forbidden to teach under penalty of death, and saying Luther got it right. Luther got it right. Jews are the synagogue of Satan, who wrongly claim to be Judeans. They are not Israel. Israel knows Christ as they are his sheep and obey him. Jews are not Israelites. It's on and on. This is a professing follower of Jesus posting garbage like this. And then Revelation 3:9, they're the synagogue of Satan. Another, F you, mother effer. Do you want to convince me that your heart is pure every day while you know that Palestinian children, men and women slaughtered with cold blood and you are simply looking the other way? Be fair, may God bring justice upon his land. And on and on. Are you okay with the right-wing lunatics in Israel openly calling for the slaughter of non-Jews? You're evil. I speak out against the right-wing lunatics in Israel. And I've done it many times. And as for the handful of ultra-Orthodox Jews who spat at Christians as they walked by during tabernacles, that has been universally condemned in Israel. That has been condemned by the senior leadership of Israel. That has been condemned by rabbinic leadership in Israel. So those lunatics and those right-wing fanatics and those hateful people in Israel, I condemn their actions and their words. At the same time, notice that they spat at people, whereas Hamas slaughtered people, butchered people, raped people, kidnapped people. And you're going to make an equivalence between the two? You're going to say, well, we can't pray for Israel because you've got some extremists there who spat at Christians, but long live Hamas. This is what we are dealing with. And Whoa, crickets. I'm looking at no calls. No calls. The courageous people hiding behind screen names, posting garbage and junk as I speak. I'm not talking about someone watching a day or two later and didn't have the opportunity to call, but punching away at their keyboards and won't call. What does that tell you? Hey, bring everything into the light. If you love truth, bring it into the light. Friends, there's so much more to unpack. And yes, I've been passionate. Yesterday was a day of a lot of tears. It was hard for me to get through the two messages I preached, and I preached on the pain that God feels in the heart of God. Remember, Jesus shows us the image of the Father. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And God right now feels the groaning and the pain of people all over the world. It's hard to fathom. Nancy and I were talking about it last night. What God must suffer out of his love for the human race, everyone on the planet. And yet at the same time, there's joy in his presence. God transcends our own thinking and understanding. There's also a time to mourn and a time to dance. Right now, it's a time to mourn. 866-34-TRUTH. You got your opportunity. Hey, friends. Dr. Michael Brown here. Do you remember when people thought I was crazy when I said it's not too late for America, that God can still do something in our country, that there is going to be a pushback, a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution? And do you remember when people thought that you were crazy because you felt the same way, because you believed what I was saying and already felt it in your heart? Well, friends, that pushback is here. The gospel-based moral and cultural revolution we've been talking about for 25 years is unfolding, and we are right in the thick of it. And the Line of Fire broadcast is divinely positioned for such a time as this. Friends, you would be so gratified and blessed as I hear, if you could hear what I hear, testimony after testimony as leaders, young people, old people, moms, dads, students, people from all backgrounds come up to me and say, Dr. Brown, you're providing a template for us. You're providing a blueprint for us. You're showing us how to do this, how to have hearts of compassion, backbones of steel. But friends, it's a joint effort. We do this together, and with your support, we can amplify this broadcast around the nation and amplify this voice to shake the nation. Join our support team today. Become a torchbearer with a dollar or more per day. Here's the number to call to sign up, 800-538-5275. That's 800-538-5275, or go to askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. And become a monthly supporter. Click on Donate Monthly Support. I want to immediately give you two classic books, Compassionate Father or Consuming Fire, Who is the God of the Old Testament, and Revolution, which will really show you what it means to be a Jesus follower today. Plus, you get free access to our online classes and so much more. Sign up today. AskDrBrown.org.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, I'm going to dig into some specifics on the ground and then share some very uncomfortable things about Israel, about what's happening in the land today and how these things could happen. To call in, to differ with me on anything I've said, 866-34-TRUTH. I'm not taking any other calls, even if they're Jewish, Israel related, only if you differ with me. I do plan to expose some Christian theology that leads to anti-Semitism this week. There are a whole lot of things we're going to get into, God willing, in the days ahead. But I'm going to just speak to you as straight and plain as I can. We must amplify this broadcast around the nation. You know how we have been handling difficult situations for years. You know how we navigated the situation as in the most Christian way, without compromise, dealing with Pastor Andy Stanley and the shock of him having people speak to his church who are openly practicing homosexuals. You know how we navigated that and presented that. You know how we've not backed down from controversy. You know how we've taken on the fastest growing cult in America today, Hebrew Israelites, without backing down. You know how we've stood up for moral, cultural issues while speaking with compassion and grace to the suffering, to those who differ, to those with other positions. And you know we've done it grounded in Scripture. You can trust my voice. Friends, it's not just about getting my voice out. There are pastors, there are leaders around America that we are equipping. There are others we are raising up and sending out. There are believers who say, you have helped me stand. You have given me words to speak. This is about getting a message out to shake the nation. We don't have time to play games any longer. This is not about me. This is not about our ministry. This is about the nation. And this is about the Jewish people. I'm urging you, join my team today. Be part of this righteous revolution. It is time to speak the truth. It is time for an army to rise, hearts of compassion, backbones of steel. Go to AskDrBrown.org, click donate, monthly support. Join our support team today. You can call 800-538-5275. I just can't play games. I can't just dance around things and worry that somebody might get offended, because this is not about me. And if you've known me, as I've been preaching since 1973, it's not about me or my message. It's about God, the purposes of God, the glory of God, the kingdom of God. And we don't have time to play games any longer. That's why I'm going day and night and pushing day and night with joy. It's a privilege. It's an honor. On my face before God and writing and speaking and teaching and training, so together we can see God's glory come and touch this nation. Together we can see the nation shaken with the message of the gospel. Together we can see Israel saved. Call 800-538-5275. More than anything, we need monthly supporters. Together we are making a difference. Before I get into the technical details of how Hamas infiltrated, two very, very important and uncomfortable points. One is, a nation divided against itself cannot stand. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. Israel has been in massive turmoil. They've been talking about civil war, not a physical civil war, but it's getting close in terms of the intensity of the protests. You're talking night in, night out. Thousands, tens of thousands of Israelis protesting where the current government is going. And there are extremes on all sides. There are changes that need to come. Judicial overhaul needs to come. But the way it was presented under the current government, it went too far. And then that's caused backlash in the other way. And there are definitely dangerous extremes in the current government, which is too right-wing, and has some real problems with it. But there are dangerous extremes on the other side as well. And this has been going on for months, protests the likes of which Israel has never seen, and both with Israeli flags, and both say this is supporting our nation, and this is the real Israel, this is for the good of our nation. So you're talking about a time of massive upheaval in the nation, and Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad, they all took advantage of that. I'm going to read you some quotes in a moment. But they all took advantage of that, friends. How can you fight enemies on the outside when you're fighting with each other on the inside? Now, I'm not saying there's a simple solution within Israel. And I'm not saying that there's no reason for grievances on the left and on the right. I'm simply saying that this weakens you as a country. It absolutely is the truth. That's one thing. Here's another thing. And this is a painful reality. Israel is not promised perfect protection. You say, but what about all those beautiful verses like Isaiah 54:17, Kol Kli Yitzar Lach, Lo Yitzlach, and V'Kol Hashon Takum B'Tach L'Mishpat Tarshii, Zot Nachalat Avdei Adonai. This is, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness, their vindication is for me. What about verses like that? Well, there are verses and promises that God gives, but this is to a restored people or to a righteous people. or the promises of supernatural protection under the Torah were for a righteous nation. Israel's in the land not because of its righteousness, but because of mercy. Hey, church, fellow believers, that's something we should understand. Mercy. That's something we should understand. Unmerited favor. That's something we should understand. Not getting what we deserve. That's how we live as followers of Jesus. In fact, there's a quote from Charles Spurgeon that I posted. A friend sent it to me earlier today, and I posted it on our different social media sites. Charles Spurgeon said this: a Christian is the last person who ought ever to speak disrespectfully or unkindly of the Jews. One reason is that it's a Jewish Messiah that brought salvation to the world, and Jewish apostles that brought the message to the world, and Jewish prophets and others that predicted the coming of the Messiah. So the rest of the world, Christians, get to benefit from the heritage of the Jewish people, but Christians also get to benefit from unmerited favor, from grace, from the mercy of God. Doesn't that matter? Do we now not have mercy on others? Do we not extend that to Israel? Israel's in the land not because of its righteousness, but because of the mercy of God. So, and I'm looking at the phone lines again thinking, unreal, unreal. Maybe someone will get on. You say, well, Dr. Brown, you control the mic. I'm giving you an opportunity to share your difference. Oh, no, you're not going to get 10 minutes to do it, but you get to make your point, and I'll respond. All right, good. I'm glad. We're gonna get to a caller here in a moment. Going to get to a caller here in a moment. So, Israel is not promised protection. Israel is not promised divine protection. What happened is horrific beyond imagination, and it's satanic. It's demonic. This stuff is from the pit. This stuff is from below. This stuff is as ugly as it gets. Right before the show, I watched whatever I could have from Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. I don't normally get to follow him. You know, I'll read a lot of stuff, but I don't get to watch a lot of or listen to a lot of podcasts and watch videos. But I was watching as much footage as I could, sickening, horrific footage. This stuff is demonic. This is ugly. This is from the pit. But Israel is not promised protection. And that's why the prayers of Christians for Israel are absolutely, absolutely, critically, critically important. You say, how do I pray? Sometimes I don't know how to pray. I've been looking at newsletters from Christian friends, and there's a lot of good information, a lot of good prayer points. But I have to say, God help. God have mercy. God intervene. And as a charismatic Pentecostal, of course, I pray in the Spirit. But you say, I don't know what to pray. God help. God have mercy, especially now as it's going to be acute suffering for the people of Gaza as well. God help. God have mercy. God intervene. I mean, what else can we do but cry out at a moment like this? All right, I'm going to get into some specifics on the ground. But first, as promised, I want to go to the phones. Linda, thank you so much for calling in. Please tell me where you differ with me.
Okay, well, I think whenever, and there's a quote, and I was trying to find it, everybody agrees on a certain issue, either you're all very right or you're very wrong. I think that the news media is, and if you look at origin stories, then you see that we're pretty much getting one side of the issue, and that's the Israel side. I think
what media are you talking about? Because I've been to many sites, and some are pro-Palestinian. Because,
so I think that when you listen to the constant bombardment that we're getting, is, yes, and I hate war. I think war should be totally, you should try your best to negotiate and avoid war at all costs, because it just slaughters people. I mean,
hang on. This was a terrorist attack.
Then,
Linda, hang on. I'm going to want you to speak, but I want to be specific here. This was one of the most barbaric terrorist attacks ever that any of us have witnessed. The equal of evil of anything we've witnessed, unprovoked, 100% unprovoked, planned out, long in advance to slaughter innocent people. You don't negotiate with that. You don't negotiate.
Okay,
with
no, you're saying, but you're saying unprovoked. And
correct.
That's where I disagree. Because when you keep on poking a bear over and over and over, finally the bear is going to strike back. And when Israel
keeps
on taking more land and keeps on destroying.
Who poked the bear?
Israel has been constantly taking over more land and enlarging their borders.
Wait. We're talking about Gaza.
They want,
Gaza is completely unoccupied. There's not a Jew who lives in Gaza. Israel gave Gaza 100% over to the Palestinians, and they elected Hamas, which exists solely for the destruction of Israel. Hamas was birthed with the goal of the destruction of Israel. That's who the Palestinians elected. Israel's not taking any of their land.
The people that live in Palestine and the people in that area.
We're talking about Gaza.
We're talking about the people in the area and the whole idea of what their rights are and what the people are allowed to do and the prejudice against them. And then
did they, the people were given the land carte blanche and they elected terrorists who have said our goal is to destroy Israel. That's the reality, Linda. That's what happened in 2005, 2006. That's the reality.
If you look at the World Council of Churches, even, they have posted on their site. Hold on, let me pull it up. I'll put you on speaker, though.
You're aware of the anti-Semitism in the World Council of Churches, correct? You are aware of that, yes?
Everything.
I would tell you what, stay here. If you want to defend Hamas, if you want to give an excuse for the slaughter of babies, for the rape of women, for the slaughter of mothers with children in their arms, for the slaughter of grandparents, you want to defend them, you get to do it when we come back. Go ahead, tell me what Israel did to justify that, and tell me as a Christian.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health. Over the years, I have helped countless people increase and maintain their natural energy production with Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12, sold only by Trivita. I have never met anyone deficient in caffeine or sugar, but I have met many people deficient in energy-supporting vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is one of the 8 B vitamins, and is an essential nutrient, meaning the body cannot make B12 on its own. You see, unlike other oral B12 supplements, Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12 is fast-acting because the formula is scientifically developed to dissolve under the tongue, bypassing the digestive process, making it immediately available for use in the body. Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12 is also formulated with other natural energy-supporting ingredients, such as folate, ginseng root, and other natural ingredients. Not only are the ingredients beneficial for energy, but they also support healthy cognition, mood, nerve function, and natural hemoglobin production. You deserve to live with greater energy and mental clarity. And now, like millions of others, you can with Alfred Libby's Slow Dissolve Super B12, sold only by your wellness partner, Trivita.
To order Alfred Libby's B12 for yourself, call 1-800-771-5584 or online at trivita.com. Order today and use promo code BROWN25 to receive 25% off your order. As a new customer, 100% of your order proceeds from your first order will go to support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 1-800-771-5584, 1-800-771-5584, or online at trivita.com.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on the Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Let me say again, friends, I've said it repeatedly. You can say, I don't believe Israel today is fulfillment of prophecy. Okay, we differ on that. You can say, I don't think Israel has treated the Palestinians fairly. I have issues with this, with this, with this. Fine. We can discuss that. We may differ on it. I may agree with you on many points. But the moment you go and defend what Hamas did yesterday or did Saturday, what they've done over the years, but what they did, then you've crossed the line. Then you're standing with evil. That's my position. And yes, I'm passionate about it. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-sponsor, Trivita, for helping spread the word. Thank you for donating 100% of every first order that comes in. Here's another way you can support the Line of Fire and bless yourself in the process. Place your order with Trivita, 800-771-5584, and you will be part of our team as well. Plus, you'll enrich yourself. All right, so Linda, let me go back to you here.
Okay.
You know the history. In 2005, Israel gave Gaza over 100% to the Palestinians and withdrew, forcefully withdrew, thousands of their own people, dragged them out because they'd lived there for years and years and years, dragged them out and gave Gaza over to the people who then elected Hamas, which exists for the destruction of Israel. That was their why they were birthed, for the destruction of Israel. They elected Hamas as their leadership. That's when things went south. If they had elected peace-loving leaders, they'd be prospering. They would be absolutely prospering side by side with Israel today.
Well, but then we hear that from the people on the other side, like when you talk to people that live in Palestine, and they say, obviously Israel does not want peace because of the decisions that they've made.
But are you defending what Hamas did?
No, I am not.
Okay,
I am not defending what Israel does either. But I don't think that as a country that we just look at Israel like somehow Israel should just is like an extension of the United States. And we talk about protecting their borders. Well, what about our borders?
Okay, but that's not the issue. But that's not the issue.
The same people, but the same people.
But Linda,
that are
Linda,
still-
that's not okay. Jewish people got slaughtered in the worst massacre since the Holocaust, and you want to call and tell me we should be defending our own borders? How? Please, Linda.
No sense. What I'm saying. Well, but I mean, we're being invaded. And they're being, I mean, it's just, look how many people die of crime every day because of it.
Well, no. Let's side with the criminals, though. The criminals, they had a rough time. The criminals, America didn't treat the criminals right. I think we should side with the criminals. You're being too hard on America. That's what you're telling me about Israel. Israel, by the way, why do we stand? One reason we stand with Israel is because without Israel, there's complete chaos in the Middle East. Israel is the one thriving democracy that provides some stability. Linda, why do you think Saudi Arabia now is trying to make peace with Israel? Because they realize that Iran with 80 million people is the threat to the region. Why do you think the United Arab Emirates have made peace with Israel? Because they recognize that Iran is the threat to the region. And Israel provides more religious liberties for those that live in the land than any other country in the Middle East. And yet, you pick on Israel. Makes no sense.
No, okay, then you try to, why do we not have the same restrictions? You say that they're so free, then try to become a citizen of Israel. Then
it's a Jewish state. It's a Jewish state.
Yeah, well, it's a Jewish state, and we're sending money, $4 billion now, to go help them in yet another war. And
But and Linda, yet, what would you like Israel to do right now? Okay, it's your family. God forbid. But it's your family. You have relatives who have been raped. You have grandchildren who have been slaughtered. You have your husband who is bleeding out, okay? And it is everyone on your block. It's happened to.
I hate war. And I've seen...
So, Linda, Israel should just let more people. Should Israel let more people be slaughtered? Linda, should Israel let more people be slaughtered?
But you seem to think it's one. It's all or nothing.
All right. I'm passionate today, and yes, I'm more intense than I would normally be with calls. But I'm sorry. This is a dark moment in history. This is a moment of unbelievable barbarity. There are videos now circulating, Mossad has seen them, of Hamas with Israeli soldiers beheading them on video. There are Muslims in different parts of the world appalled, saying this is not Islam, this is not our faith, this is not who we are, just like they were appalled over ISIS. And someone's going to say, well, we don't like war. What would you like Israel to do? Say, hey, just slaughter everybody else? Hamas says no Israel, no Jews in the land. When people are chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, that means no Jews. All Jews must be killed or exterminated. Anyone who stands with that is evil. All right, let's take another call. Let's go over to Ohio. Saiva, thank you for having the courage to call. Please tell me where you disagree.
I disagree because you're only telling a left side understanding of the story of Israel. Israel knew that people would pick up the understanding of Israel and go to the left with it. If you understand what I'm talking about the brain. The brain sees on the left side. So,
well, when the people were being slaughtered, was that left side or right side? When people were being raped, was that left side or right side?
Left side way of looking at things. Our people taught how to read everything that we look at.
Well, just answer my question. When the people were being slaughtered in cold blood, when grandmothers were being butchered, when babies were being shot to death, and then the terrorists shooting them again, was that left side or right side?
That was the left side doing it, but there was a body that was governing the left side at that time also. So we understand.
What's your point? What's your point? I hate to be so blunt. What's your point?
The point is, the other story is, the other side of the story got told from the left side too. So only thing you would hear is all the destruction and all the bad things that happened. You know, that's the left way of looking at things.
What's the other side of the story? Last chance. What's the other side of the story?
The right side of things, the right hemisphere of the brain tells you the understanding of these fake stories that they put out.
All right. We're done. I can't dignify that. I can't dignify garbage like that. Friends, this is what we're dealing with. Listen. How many of you were saying, you know, look, the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, they do have their gripes. They do have their reasons. When my wife's brother was slaughtered in 9/11 in the World Trade Center, well, you know, they have their reasons. No. And listen, if America suffered an attack like this, we're talking 10 times 9/11 in one day and worse in many other ways. And even the nature of it, the terrorists, I don't know that they knew they could bring the Twin Towers down, that all of that would happen if they had even had that much foresight that could happen, because the structures were supposed to take immense heat, but no one had planned on that level. But friends, you're going to start defending Al-Qaeda. Well, you know, they have their gripes and America's not always the best country. No, you know what America did in response. And if it was a neighbor living next door and then had our people hostage on top, you can only imagine the level of response. Oh, but when it's Israel, oh, we don't like war. We shouldn't go to war. So, tell you what, I don't want to get started in a few more details that I can't finish, but let me read this one bit to you here. This is a Hamas terrorist who was questioned, captured by Israel, and he said Hamas had planned this coordinated attack for over 1 year. The anti-government demonstrations in Israel, which divided, distracted, and weakened the nation, were a great encouragement to them. They broke through into Israel and were free to murder and kidnap for 5 hours before the IDF responded to them. 1,000 Hamas terrorists participated in the operation. They made 15 holes in the security fence. The Hamas forces were astounded that IDF forces were not there at the fence to confront the jihadi forces. This is a Hamas terrorist sharing these things. So the divisions within Israel have been very, very costly. And the fact that Israeli security was stretched out, that Hamas was creating disturbances in Judea Samaria, the West Bank, and IDF forces were there as well. And then the nature of the attack with paragliders coming in and dropping bombs on control centers, watchtowers, things like that. The coordinated efforts somehow Israel wasn't ready for. So there's got to be massive overhaul there and big, big questions that are being asked. But right now, I urge every one of you, pray, God help, God intervene, God have mercy. The people of Israel, the people of Gaza, the people in the region, and certainly Satan wants to explode this on a much greater level, causing even more suffering to more people and dragging in other nations, making it into a cataclysmic event. Pray, God have mercy, God intervene. God work. We need your help. We need your help. Your prayers are crucial. They are needed right now. Back with you tomorrow. We got a ton more to uncover, and we're going to talk about some dangerous Christian theologies too.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.